知行英语。Listen and share.
Room 30. 13号房间。
Is that a cat? Asked Anderson. Or is there a madman in the room next door?
It's Mr. Jensen, said the landlord. He often stays in room 14. The poor man must be ill. A loud knock sounded on the door of Anderson's room. Suddenly, a man opened the door and came in.
Please stop that terrible noise, the man said.
Mr. Jensen, the landlord said.We thought you were making that noise. The three men looked at each other for a moment. Then they went out quickly into the corridor. The noise was coming from the door of room number 13. The landlord banged on the door and turned the handle. The door was locked.
I'll bring man to break the door down, the landlord shouted and ran down the stairs.
Jensen and Anderson stood outside number 13. The noise inside the room became louder and wilder.
I want to tell you something strange, Jensen said to Anderson. My room has 3 windows in the day and only 2 at night. Perhaps you think I am mad.
Good Lord, my room is the same, said Anderson. My room looks smaller at night than during the day.
安德森先生问：“是猫吗？还是隔壁住了个疯子？”“
是严森先生，他住14号房间。那可怜人一定是病了。”有人很大声地敲安德森房间的门，然后一个人推门走了进来。
“请不要再发出那可怕的噪声了。”
那人说。旅馆老板说：“严森先生，我们还以为那是你发出的声音呢。”三个人你看看我，我看看你。然后迅速来到走廊上，
声音是从门上标着13的房间里发出的。
旅馆老板使劲勒门并转动门把手，门是锁着的。
我去找人来把门砸开，
旅馆老板怒喊着跑下楼梯。严森和安德森站在13号房间门外，里边的声音变得越来越大，越来越疯狂。严森对安德森说，我想告诉你一件怪事儿，我的房间白天有3个窗户，而晚上变成2个。也许你会以为我疯了。
天哪，我的房间也是这样，
安德森先生说，我的房间晚上要比白天小。
现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文。相信这对大家的理解会有些帮助。
Is that a cat? Asked Anderson. Or is there a madman in the room next door?
安德森先生问，是猫吗？还是隔壁住了个疯子？
It's Mr. Jensen, said the landlord. He often stays in room 14. The poor man must be ill.
是严森先生，他住14号房间。那可怜人一定是病了。
A loud knock sounded on the door of Anderson's room. Suddenly, a man opened the door and came in.
有人很大声地敲安德森房间的门，然后一个人推门走了进来。
Please stop that terrible noise, the man said.
请不要再发出那可怕的噪声了，
那人说。
Mr. Jensen, the landlord said. We thought you were making that noise.
旅馆老板说，严森先生，我们还以为那是你发出的声音呢。
The three men looked at each other for a moment. Then, they went out quickly into the corridor. The noise was coming from the door of room number 13.
三个人你看看我，我看看你，然后迅速来到走廊上。
声音是从门上标着13的房间里发出的。
The landlord banged on the door and turned the handle. The door was locked.
旅馆老板使劲勒门，并转动门把手，门是锁着的。
I'll bring man to break the door down. The landlord shouted and ran down the stairs.
我去找人来把门砸开。旅馆老板怒喊着跑下楼梯。
Jensen and Anderson stood outside number 13. The noise inside the room became louder and wilder.
Jensen 和安德森站在13号房间门外，里面的声音变得越来越大，越来越疯狂。
I want to tell you something strange, Jensen said to Anderson. My room has 3 windows in the day and only 2 at night. Perhaps you think I am mad.
严森对安德森说，我想告诉你一件怪事儿。我的房间白天有3个窗户，而晚上变成2个。也许你会以为我疯了。
Good Lord, my room is the same, said Anderson. My room looks smaller at night than during the day.
天哪，我的房间也是这样。安德森先生说，我的房间晚上要比白天小。
讲解一下相关的语言点。
A room next door,
隔壁的房间。
Next door, 隔壁。
Stay, 逗留，待在。
He stayed at his aunt's until 15 years old.
他在姑姑家一直住到15岁。
名词 knock, 指敲门声。There is a knock at the door,
有敲门声。
Knock, 用作动词，有敲门的意思。He knocked 3 times and waited.
他敲了3下门就等着。
Sound,
发出声音，响起来，不及物动词。
The bell sounded for the end of the glass.
下课铃响了。
Sound, 还有听起来的意思。His words sound familiar to me.
他的话听起来很熟悉。
We thought you were making the noise.
句型 somebody thought, 往往表示某人本以为。而事实与之相反。
I thought he would invite me to his birthday party, but he didn't.
我本以为他会邀请我参加他的生日聚会，但是他没有。
For a moment, 一会儿，片刻。We sat in the cafe for a moment and talked little to each other.
我们在咖啡馆里坐了一会儿，什么也没说。
Corridor,
走廊，一种窄的门厅。通道或游廊，通常通向房间或者套间。
Bang on the door,
重重地拍打门。
Handle,
门的把手。
Turn the handle,
旋转门的把手。
Break something down,
打倒，砸破某物。
The firefighters had to break the door down and rescue the people inside.
消防队员不得不破门而入，解救困在里面的人。
Become louder and wilder,
变得更大声，更疯狂。
Louder 和 wilder 分别是 loud 和 wild 的比较级。
通常情况下，形容词后面加 er 构成形容词的比较级。当然，也有某些词是不规则变化，需要特别记忆。
Something strange,
一些奇怪的东西或事情。
Something 或者 anything
加形容词，就可以构成很多类似的短语。比如
something expensive,
一些贵重的东西。
Good Lord,
表示惊讶、讨厌或者忧虑，直译过来就是主啊，天哪。
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不能一步十寒。